You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 31.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Dr. Margaret Paul. Margaret is a best-selling author, popular Huffington Post writer, and co-creator of the powerful Inner Bonding Self-Healing Process and the related SelfQuest Self-Healing Software Program recommended by actress Lindsay Wagner and singer Alanis Morissette. She's appeared on numerous radio and television shows, including Oprah, and her book titles include Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You? And subsequent titles, Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God and by My Kids? Healing Your Aloneness and Inner Bonding. Margaret holds a PhD in psychology and is a relationship expert, public speaker, consultant, and artist. She has successfully worked with thousands and taught classes and seminars for over 46 years. So, Margaret, welcome to Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
I'm just great. How are you doing, Kimberly?
I am wonderful. Enjoying a beautiful weather here in sunny Southern California. So I would love to hear your personal story about how you went down the path and your journey to creating Inner Bonding and a little about what Inner Bonding is and how you started your business.
Well, I actually decided when I was 5 years old that I was going to be a therapist because I was a pretty messed up kid. I was a very tense little kid. And so my mother took me to a psychiatrist because, of course, from her point of view, it was my problem. And I remember standing there with this big, tall, skinny psychiatrist who had spoken to me and my mother. And he looked at me and he said to me, "Tell your mother not to yell at you." My mother was a rageaholic, and I remember thinking very clearly, I'm only 5 years old. She is not going to listen to me. You tell her. And my next thought was, I can do a better job than you at 5 years of age. So that was the beginning of my deciding that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a better job than him. I really wanted to help people. And so I was one of those lucky kids that always knew what I wanted to do. So I went to school and I got my PhD in psychology and I practiced as a traditional psychotherapist for 17 years. But I was not at all happy with the results. First of all, I realized during that time that there's no real healing without a spiritual connection. You have to be able to tap into that higher source of truth and higher source of love in order to truly heal. And traditional psychotherapy was not including that. And I was also not happy with it because people had to keep coming and coming. Like if something went wrong in their life, they didn't know how to handle it. They had to keep coming to see me in order to deal with it. And I didn't think that was really great. I wanted people to have a process that they could learn and that they could rely on to take them through whatever it is that was going on in their life. So at that time, I started to pray for a process. And that's when I met my best friend and co-creator of Inner Bonding, Dr. Erica Chopich. And she had half the process, and I had half the process. So, of course, Spirit made sure that we met, and we put it together. And that was 30 years ago. And so that's when we wrote, I had already been writing books. I'd written Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You, which was a very big bestseller. But we wrote a book called Healing Your Aloneness, which was the first book on inner bonding. And so inner bonding started to evolve. It's a kind of process that's probably always going to continue to evolve. And we've been evolving it now for 30 years as we've been evolving as human beings, practicing this very, very powerful process. And it's become a six-step process. Would you like me to describe the process?
Sure. Let's let everybody know what inner bonding is.
Yeah. So inner bonding is a six-step psychological and spiritual process that people can learn to do on their own. And I'll very briefly go through it. It's a very in-depth process, so don't know if you'll be able to really get the flavor of it. But step one is the willingness to feel your painful feelings. When we were little, most of us had a lot of pain. We had deep loneliness and heartbreak and helplessness over others. And these are very, very big core painful feelings of life that there's no way that we could handle those feelings when we were little. So we had to cover them over. And all of us learned many ways of protecting against feeling our feelings. We learned to stay up in our head and judge ourselves and turn to various addictions and blame other people, make other people responsible. So lots of ways of abandoning ourselves, but we needed to do that when we were young in order to not feel the pain. Well, now as adults, it's not working. You know, it's not working for people to avoid their feelings in these ways. It just actually makes them miserable. So now step one is the willingness to feel all your painful feelings and to learn from them, because our feelings, all of our feelings, have information for us. Whether it's what we call the wounded feelings, which are the ones we cause, the anxiety, depression, guilt, shame, anger, the emptiness, the aloneness that people feel. Those are the feelings that we cause. And of course, there's other causes of them, but one of the major causes is self-abandonment, not loving ourselves. And then there's the core feelings that I mentioned, the loneliness, heartbreak, helplessness over others, grief. All of these feelings have so much to teach us. So when we avoid them, it's like we're on a trip and we need the roadmap and we need the names of the streets in order to get where we're going, and we're driving blind when we numb out our feelings. We're not seeing the signs. We're not getting the information that we need to move through life in a loving and alive way. So step one is the willingness to feel our feelings and take responsibility for them. And that's what inner bonding is all about, is learning to do that. And step two, the inner bonding process is based on a concept of intention, that there's only two intentions in any given moment. One is the intention to learn about loving yourself and sharing your love with others, and the other intention to protect against pain with some form of controlling behavior. So in step two, we move into our heart and we consciously move into an intention to learn, and we teach people how to access the love and the compassion and the gentleness and tenderness that is who they are in their higher self. We bring that into the heart and become what we call a loving adult. That's who we are when we're connected with our spiritual guidance and we're open to learning. And then in step three, we do a dialogue process where we're saying, well, what am I doing? How am I treating you? What am I telling you? It's like we're talking to an inner child and we're trying to discover how we're treating ourselves, what we're telling ourselves, what our beliefs are, what our false beliefs are that may be creating the anxiety or the depression or anger or whatever. And we're also asking, you know, what's happening externally with another person or a situation that may be causing the core feelings. And so we're doing a deep dialogue process to discover what we're doing and what the beliefs are, usually false beliefs are, behind our behavior that may be very unloving to ourselves. And then in step four, we open to learning with our higher guidance. And the interesting thing is that, you know, many people think it's very hard to connect with their spiritual guidance, but really it's very easy. And it has to do with your intention. When your intention is to learn about loving yourself, your frequency, which is the rate at which you vibrate, raises high enough to access the information from spirit. So when you're in a true intention to learn and you ask your higher guidance, well, what's the truth about these beliefs? Or what's the loving action towards myself? Then ideas will pop into your mind. Our higher self communicates through thoughts and images, whereas the part of our soul that's in our body, what we call the inner child, communicates often through feelings. So the higher part of our soul is communicating with us all the time, and we can access this information when we move into the intention to learn. And so once we hear about what the truth is about any false beliefs or what the loving action is towards ourselves, then in step five, we take that loving action for ourselves. And there's many, many loving actions, of course, that we may be guided to take. And then in step six, we evaluate, how are we feeling now as a result of loving ourselves rather than continuing to abandon ourselves? So that's very briefly the six steps of inner bonding.
That's beautiful. I love that. I have to admit, I did not have that much detail on it. And that's really fascinating. I like the intention that there's, you know, we have at any given point, one over the other. And that's really an interesting way to look at that. I love it.
Well, thank you. And you know, the intention is foundational, because when we choose an intention to learn, that's when we become empowered, truly empowered. When we don't choose it, we're automatically in the intention to protect, to control, to avoid, and that's when we become victims.
That's fantastic. So you've been doing this for quite some time, as you said, 30 years. And what was the decision and the turning point of taking this passion that you now, you know, that you call inner bonding, but being from, you know, a traditional psychotherapist, and taking this to a business that's separate from what you were doing and calling it inner bonding and moving forward?
Well, you know, it's just, it came from a place in me where I realized that this work was really, really fantastic and that a lot of people needed to have access to it. That was the motivation for me. I wanted to provide a website. Well, you know, when the internet came into being, I started out with books because that's the way that I could communicate at that time and offer people this information. And then when the internet came into being, I realized that this was a really, really great arena to offer people a way to self-heal. And one of the things I've always been very devoted to is offering this for free in many ways. We have both on our website. We have many, many free ways that people can learn inner bonding. And many people do. They write me, they email me, and they say, you know, thank you so much for all the free information. I've been doing this work on my own because I can't afford a therapist or a course, and it's just changed my life. So I love that. I love that we have enough information on the site that people can learn it on their own. I think that's a very, very important part of getting one's message out there, is to be able to offer enough free information that people can learn what it is that you're trying to offer. And then, of course, we also have paid courses. We have many paid courses and many ways that people can learn inner bonding on our website. So it evolved over time. You know, it's a very big site now. And we, you know, there's many, many people that come to it and are helped, but it doesn't happen all at once. And one of the first things that I did to start to get the information out there once I started the website was to write articles. And this is a really powerful way of getting my material out there, getting anybody's material out there, is to write articles that are meaty, that really offer something important to people, that are not too long, that are easy to read, and that strike people in their heart and soul. And so that's one of the main things that I started to do, was write articles and send them out to different sites. And now many sites asked me to write for them. But at that time, I sent them out to different sites. And over time, people got to know that these articles were very helpful to them. So that's one of the first things that I did regarding marketing.
And how do you do that now then? Now that the internet's in place, we have social media, are you active on social media? Is that one of the new ways that you're using? Or do you find that writing your articles and connecting with them at a deeper level is the way to go?
Oh, no, I'm very active on social media. On Twitter, I'm on Twitter every day. I'm on Facebook every day. I have Pinterest. I mean, I'm very active on all of them. I think that they're an excellent way of communicating with a lot of people and getting information out there. And so, you know, it's wonderful that these arenas have been offered to us.
Do you find that your clients respond to you or connect with you in one arena more than another? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it what works best for you?
Well, actually, they all do. People communicate with me in a lot of different ways. There's many ways on the website. There's many ways on Twitter and on Facebook and in my in the articles that I write for other sites, because I write for the Huffington Post and I write for Mind Body Green, and especially on Mind Body Green, which is a wonderful site, they communicate with me a lot there. So there, you know, there's just a lot of different ways that I have contact with people.
That's wonderful. So who is your ideal client and how are you marketing to that client?
My ideal client is somebody that is ready to learn and grow. They may just be getting a divorce. They may just have gotten into a new relationship. They may be wanting to heal an addiction. They may be depressed. They may feel empty, anxious, alone, angry. They're tired of where they are. Many of the people who come to Inner Bonding have tried many, many things for years. Sometimes people say, oh, I've been in therapy for 20 years. I've read every book. I've tried everything and nothing has worked. And then finally, they come to Inner Bonding and realize that the only thing really that does work is learning to love oneself, because that's the basis of healing, is that when we learn to love ourselves, our relationships improve. We're no longer addicted, because our various addictions are a way to fill up the emptiness from not loving ourselves. And when we develop that spiritual connection, we know we're not alone and we can learn how to bring that love down inside. So the people that I work with are people who have reached that point where they've had it. They've had it with everything they've tried to do, and they're truly ready to take responsibility for learning to love themselves.
Nice. And how are you reaching them? What's the best way to let them know that you're out there when you're marketing to them? What strategy are you using?
Well, I do a lot of different things. As I said, I do the article writing and the social media. I also do podcasts. I do webinars every month. I put on a free webinar that people can come on to, and I work with them on the phone. I answer their questions. I have a weekly newsletter that I put out that advertises many different things. It has a free article and a member article, actually two free articles, one written by me, one written by one of the other facilitators that we have. And that's a really, really great way to market. I think everybody needs to have a newsletter. I do 30-day at-home courses. And so I advertise these through the email program. You know, we need to have an email program where we can send out to many, many people. And building a list, of course, is very, very important in marketing. And then I do joint ventures with people. I have a number of people that I do joint ventures with that also advertise for me. They sell some of my products. And that's a really great way to get out there. So I do a lot of different things.
That's fantastic. And I know just the relationships we build as we go through the process that really facilitates so much of that, right? It's the connecting. You said you work with different affiliates, and that's always the nicest part.
Yes, that's right. Is developing the relationships with people and supporting each other. You know, that's one of the things that I really like, is supporting each other, you know, having it not be a competitive thing, but a collegial thing where, you know, we help each other and support each other. That's just really vital in this field.
Absolutely. So how are you turning those leads into customers? And I ask that question because I know as mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs, a lot of times we don't like to ask for the sale. We don't want to feel like we're selling. We want to feel like, you know, law of attraction, they're just coming to us. But there's got to be a way. Everyone has a unique way of going, converting them from a lead to an actual customer. How do you do that?
Well, the first thing that people usually do when they come to my website is they take my free Inner Bonding course. It's a fairly in-depth e-course. It's 42 pages. They get it's a 7-day course, so they're getting a lesson every day for 7 days. And that gives them the basis of Inner Bonding. They have to have a basis of the process in order to really go further. So they're able to get that basis through the free Inner Bonding course. We also give them 7 free days on our membership site, which is also very, very helpful to people. And so then once they once they do that, of course, they're on our list, and we can inform them of the other things that are available for them. And that's one of the main ways that, people come to my courses. They work with me individually on phone or Skype. They come to my five-day intensives. They come to my workshops. That's one of the major ways that they get to me, is through doing something free first and then realizing, oh, this is great. I really want to go further with this. And then they start receiving emails about what else we offer.
Fantastic. Yes, when you offer the value, right, and they see that there's true value and it's free, and then they're like, well, then they know you're going to come through for them.
Well, that's right. And these 30-day at-home courses that I offer are fairly inexpensive. They're $199, and many people can't afford that. But I'm also in the position, if somebody, you know, emails me and says, I really want to take this course, but I can't afford that, I'll say, what can you afford? And I like to be able to offer that. And so many people come to these 30-day courses because they are really amazing. They you know, do them at home. They take 15, 20 minutes a day. And so this also spreads. This is also marketing. Even though it's a course, many people tell other people, because people write to me and say, oh, my friend took this course. She says, I have to take this course, and I'm going to sign up for it.
That's fantastic. Nothing beats word of mouth.
Right. That's right.
So you mentioned you're an author of many books, and in particular, your book that sold over 1 million copies, which is Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You? And let's talk a little bit about the publishing process. And did you go traditional route, or did you self-publish, and your experiences? And I know there's a lot of people out there that want to write a book and are afraid to, or want more information. What can you tell us about your experience?
Well, I did go the traditional route, because at that time that I wrote those books — I haven't written a book in a while, although I'm in the process of one now — but at that time, that was what was available, is going the traditional route. And so, yes, I got an agent and I got publishers for the books, and that's the route I went. And I did book tours and book signings and things like that. And that really was the beginning for me of getting my work out there, was the books. At that time, I think it's a lot harder today to write books and get them out there. But at that time, it just sort of happened. We wrote a book, just, you know, an agent appeared, publisher right away, with Tarcher at that time. And it just happened. I guess it was just supposed to happen. But for me, it was a very easy process to get my books published at that time.
That's fantastic. That's such a rare story.
Yeah.
So will you be self-publishing the next book, or are you going to go the traditional route again?
No, probably not. I'm probably going to go the traditional route.
Okay.
So yeah, I have a few self-published books, but that's not my favorite way to go. I do like the traditional route. So we'll see what happens with this book. I've got so many things that I'm working on that I'm not even sure what's going to happen with this. but one of the major ways that I've been getting the information out is that I spent actually 16 years developing a software program called SelfQuest. And we just got iPad approval for it. And so it's both on the Mac and the PC and the iPad. And we're going to be putting it online. And it is a very, very powerful in-depth program that people can learn the inner bonding process. And it's like, people have said, it's like having me in their living room, because they're taken through the process in such an in-depth way. And it's something that they can use their whole lives. And this has also been very helpful in getting inner bonding out there, is people buying that program and utilizing and realizing the power of inner bonding.
That's fantastic. You know, we forget sometimes the power of technology, right? Especially as a mind, body, spirit, we forget. Let's create an app. That's a great idea.
Right.
Get everything out there. So what's been your biggest challenge with marketing your company?
The biggest challenge for me has been how to articulate what I do in a way that people really get how different it is from other processes, because there's the English language is limited with what you can say, and it ends up often sounding kind of hokey. And, you know, I tried some of what you call the icky marketing, and I just could not stand it. I mean, they were trying to help me articulate, and I could not stand what they were. It just hurt my body to even speak in those terms. So I knew that wasn't for me. And it's just been a process to articulate, but that is always the challenge, is to say it in a way that it doesn't sound like what everybody else is saying, and that it really goes in on a deep level so that people understand what inner bonding is about and how powerful it can be for them.
Yeah, it was funny. I was speaking with another interviewee, and she was talking about the words, and that there's, I don't know, I forget the number, but how many thousands and hundreds of thousands of words, and we seem to use 800 words every day. And I'm like, that's so incredible.
Right.
And right. So we need more ways.
You start to talk about things like transformational or powerful or life-changing. I mean, everybody uses those words.
Right.
You know, so it's a real challenge to come up with how to articulate what one does.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking back on your journey, having built your business to where you are, and if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you knew now, what would you have done differently?
Well, I don't know that I would have done much differently. It's been an evolutionary process, been a learning process. When something new comes my way, I've always jumped into it, even though it's scary. Like when I first started doing podcasts and webinars and all that, I didn't know what I was doing, but I jumped into them anyway. Realizing that they were important. And when I did the computer program, I mean, 16 years of working on that. But, you know, I think what's important is just to go for it, you know, and I did. I went for it with everything that came along. I never let my fear get in the way of doing what I thought was going to be helpful. So when I look back, I can't see that I would have done a whole lot different. As I've evolved, the one thing that I truly value is that my level of integrity has evolved. And I wish, when I look back, I wish I had understood what integrity really was back then. But I don't think that it's something anybody can tell you about or give to you. It's something you have to gain experience. You have to make your mistakes. You have to fall on your face and realize, oh my God, the reason that happened is because I just was not in integrity with myself. And so when I look back, I mean, certainly I could say, oh, I wish I had not made that mistake, or this really hurt me, or that did. But, you know, I don't know any other way to learn. Is to be willing to stumble along and fall on your face and make a fool out of yourself and get hurt and all of that, and then learn from it, which I have. And so at this point, I'm very grateful that I truly understand on a deep level in my heart and soul what integrity is.
That's beautiful, because I don't think a lot of people know, and you make me question if I fully understand the power of the word integrity.
Yeah, you know, but it's not something you can read about. It's something you have to get right by making your mistakes and realizing, oh my God, you know, that happened because I was not in integrity.
Right. Not in alignment with who you are.
That's right. That I let somebody else control me. I went along with something that I didn't listen to myself. I didn't trust myself, that kind of thing.
Excellent.
So I don't do that now. I go inside and I really tune into my feelings of what feels right. And I go to my guidance and I ask what is in my highest good. And I don't let anybody else tell me what should be the best for me. And I think that's one of the most important things that any of us can learn, is that nobody else has the authority to tell us what is best for us, what is in our highest good, other than our own higher guidance. I don't give anybody the authority to tell me how I should be, who I should be, how I should work my business, other than my loving higher guidance.
Fantastic advice for any situation, and especially when you're starting a new business, because so many people are telling you which direction to go.
Right.
So that's fantastic. So where do you see yourself going next as you continue to build your platform? And you're well established, but do you see a future of where this is going to go for inner bonding?
Well, of course, you know, we all have our dreams. And my dream is that I can bring the SelfQuest program to the world, because this could really be world changing. We're in the process of getting it translated into different languages. We have a student version that we'd like to get into high schools. We have a prison version. We'd like to get into prisons. And I mean, I wish that everybody who ran for office would do the SelfQuest and find their level of integrity. But this is the way that I see that I can really serve, is to get this program out to as many people as I can in the world. So that means getting it translated into a lot of different languages. And that's my dream, and that's my hope, and that's why I've been working on it for so long, is to be able to offer this to many, many people.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I see that dream coming true, because if it's that valuable, it will find its way to everybody's hands.
Yes, I feel that that's true. And it's just a process, you know, and it's not in my time, it's in God's time. And it's my job to just hang in there with it.
Absolutely. So any last bit of advice you would give someone who's starting a new business that is maybe hesitant, but they know it's their life's passion and they should be doing it? Any advice you can give them?
You know, the best advice that I can give really is what I gave my daughter when she was starting, because she also does the similar work that I do. And what she did is she found her own niche, what really had heart and meaning to her. And she's also become quite successful. Cheryl Paul, she's written books and she's been on Oprah and she has a wonderful website. She does great work. But she found what was so important to her in her heart. And that's what people need to do. It's not like, oh, well, I think, you know, I'm going to pick this topic because maybe people will like it. It's got to have heart and meaning for you in order to keep at it, in order to really keep putting it out there. It's got to be something that you are passionate about, that has a whole lot of meaning for you. So that's the main thing that I suggest to people. Find what has a lot of meaning for you that you want to share with others. Find that thing where you feel you can really be of service to other people.
That is beautiful advice. And if my listeners wanted to find you and find out more about Inner Bonding, where would they go look?
They can go to innerbonding.com. And they can contact us through the website. They can find out so much information. It's a very big site, and they can find a whole lot of information just by going to innerbonding.com or to selfquest.com if they want to learn more about SelfQuest.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and all the wonderful information you've given us.
You're very, very welcome, Kimberly.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.